WSJM News Now. Team coverage from the WSJM Newsroom on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
WSJM News is brought to you by the Tom Cryer Wire. Download your free local news app today at the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Local elections were held around Michigan on Tuesday. In the St. Joseph City Commission race, the three winners were Michelle Binkley, Michael Cirola, and Brooke Thomas. They defeated Thomas Jennings, Ben Rimes, and Mark Williams. Binkley was the only incumbent on the ballot. She'll now serve a four-year term along with Cirola, while Thomas will have a two-year term. When the new commissioners take their seats, they'll also have to select a mayor with their colleagues. Also in Berrien County, re-elected to the Benton Harbor City Commission were Dwayne Seitz and Ron Singleton. They defeated Ambie Bell and C.F. Jones to serve as at-large commissioners. In Ward 4, Ethel Clark Griffin edged out incumbent Ruthie Harrelson by a narrow margin. Tuesday's results are still unofficial. Scott Smith will remain the mayor of South Haven. He defeated Ahmad Goodwin on Tuesday, 792-296. Wendy Anuki was elected to the city council in Ward 2, beating Kim Daugherty, and George Sleeper was re-elected in Ward 3, running unopposed. Elsewhere in Van Buren County, voters approved the non-homestead millage renewal request from Paw Paw Public Schools for 18 mills. The tax is on businesses, commercial property, vacation homes, and rental properties, but does not affect taxes on primary residences. The millage brings in $2.8 million a year, which is 11% of the budget. Another recall petition has been filed against Benton Harbor Mayor Marks Muhammad, a day after the Berrien County Election Commission rejected the previous petition language. The first attempt said Muhammad should be recalled for not telling the residents of Benton Harbor the water was contaminated with lead. The Election Commission determined that to be untrue. Petitioner Quasi Roberts said after Monday's ruling he would submit new recall language, which he did the same day. The Berrien County Clerk's Office tells us the new petition says Muhammad should be recalled for voting yes to increase the residents of Benton Harbor's water rates. The Berrien County Election Commission has a new clarity hearing set for November 17th at 9:30 a.m. A 17-year-old Orinoco Township resident is facing charges after a shooting on Monday. The Berrien Springs Orinoco Township Police Department says officers were called to a home around 11:50 a.m. on a report of a man with a gunshot wound. They found a 56-year-old man shot once in the chest. The 17-year-old suspect was taken to the Berrien County Juvenile Center on a charge of assault with intent to commit murder. His name has not been released. The victim remains in serious but stable condition. The governor is asking officials who manage the state's catastrophic insurance fund to give back money to drivers. In a letter to the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, Governor Whitmer says the fund now has a surplus of about $5 billion, and drivers who paid an average of $86 to that fund last year should get that back. Association spokesperson Kevin Clinton says that by law, the money doesn't have to be returned until next year. However,
the board of directors would consider, I think, looking at a early dividend to drivers and would consider the governor's proposal. I don't think they would necessarily follow it.
He says they would likely need to keep some of the surplus. Spectrum Health Lakeland's Center for Better Health is celebrating 1 year of operating in downtown Benton Harbor. Spectrum Health Lakeland Medical Director for Health Equity, Willie Lawrence, tells us the center opened at 100 West Main in response to COVID-19, but its mission later grew.
We provide services such as health services, mental health services, social navigation, legal navigation, really trying to respond to the needs of the community as defined by the folks in the community.
As a greater emphasis on equity came to Spectrum Health Lakeland, the decision was made to keep the center open, and it's since received more than 1,000 visits from residents.
We know that there's a gap, a disparity in health care for many of the folks, especially black folks who live in Benton Harbor, and our goal is to help to close that health gap.
The center has received 123 heart health visits, 746 mental health visits, 731 social navigation visits, and 142 legal navigation visits. Dr. Lawrence says it's forming partnerships with area organizations like churches to increase awareness and may one day move into a larger facility. Spectrum Health Lakeland will hold a celebration of its one-year anniversary via Facebook Live at noon on November 15th. Benton Harbor City Commissioners have approved an agreement with a company called Bird Rides to have electric scooter rentals in the community. During a Monday meeting, commissioners were told Bird Rides would bring 50 of the scooters to Benton Harbor to be stationed along Main Street downtown. Mayor Marks Muhammad said he's seen them for rent in other cities, and they seem to be a hit. He shared an image of them online.
I took a photo of the scooters downtown Grand Rapids, and I said that coming to the city of Benton Harbor, and it generated over 35,000 views, where people were just, for whatever reason, but so attracted to that kind of recreation to come to our city.
Muhammad said the scooters will be an asset that attracts people. Bird Rides will maintain them, and the company will pay the city a $750 licensing fee. Commissioner Juanita Henry said that's too low, but Muhammad notes that any money the company makes will be subject to the city's income tax. The deal is through the end of 2022. And we're off to a chilly start to November, and if you're curious about what to expect for the rest of the year, Sandy Duncan, managing editor of the Farmer's Almanac, says they're calling this upcoming winter as the flip-flop winter.
Month by month, it's going to like be a tease. One month, it won't be so cold and snowy, but the next month it will. And sometimes it's kind of like the beginning of the month versus the end of the month.
Duncan says November will start out cold, with rain predicted on Thanksgiving. Christmas is expected to be brutally cold, but it should warm up for New Year's. As for January, temperatures are expected to be mild but stormy by the end of the month. Download the New Song Sports 94.9 WSJM app and listen online anywhere. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.